Chapter 61, Hikahi and Suesi. "Remember," she told Tisht and Suesi, "maintain radio silence at all cost, and try to keep those crazy Fen in the wreck from eating up all the supplies in the first few days, Tisht signaled assent with a jaw clap, although her eyes were heavy with a reservation. Suesi said, "Are you sure you won't let one of us come with you?" "I'm sure. If I encounter disaster, I want no more lives lost. If I find survivors, I need every bit of room. In any event, the skiff runs itself, essentially. All I have to do is watch it."
"You can't fight while piloting," Hannes pointed out.
"If I had a gunner along, I might be tempted to fight. This way, I have to run away. If Streaker is dead or captured, I must be able to return the skiff to you here, or you'll all be doomed." Suesi frowned, but found he had to agree with her reasoning. He was thankful Hikahi had stayed as long as she had, letting them use the skiff's power to finish preparing a habitat inside the wreck.
"We're all worried about Streaker and the captain," he thought, "but Hikahi must be in agony." "All right, then. Goodbye and good luck, Hikahi. May Ifni's boss watch over you."
"The same to both of you." Hikahi took Suesi's hand gently between her jaws, then did the same with Tisht's left pectoral fin. Tisht and Suesi left through the skiff's small airlock. They backed their sled toward the yawning opening in the sunken alien battleship. A low whine spread from the skiff as power came on. The sound echoed back to them from the mammoth sea cliff that towered over the crash site. The tiny space vessel began to move slowly eastward, picking up speed underwater. Hikahi had chosen a roundabout route, taking her far out before swinging back in an arc to Streaker's hiding place. This would keep her out of touch for as long as a couple of days, but it would also mean that her point of origin could not be traced if an enemy lay in wait where Streaker had been. They watched until the boat disappeared into the gloom, long after Suesi ceased hearing anything. Tisht waved her jaw slowly back and forth, following the diminishing sound. 2 hours later, as Hannes was lying down for his first nap in his new dry quarters, the makeshift intercom by his pallet squawked.
"Not more bad news," he sighed.
Lying in the darkness with one arm over his eyes, he touched the comm. "What?" he said simply. It was Lucky Ka, the young electronics tech and junior pilot. His voice fizzed with excitement.
"Sir, Tisht says you should come quickly. It's the ship!"
Suesi rolled over onto one elbow.
"Streaker?"
"Yes, the line just reopened. They want to talk to Hikahi right away."
All of the strength went out of Suesi's arms. He slumped back and groaned.
"Oh, Frabjous day. By now she's well out of sonar speak range. It's at times like these that I wish I could talk dolphin jabber like Tom Orley can. Maybe in Trinary I could express something properly ironic and vulgar about the way the universe works."